Viter in Shasser, but Mitzidaf Memchess, picking it up on Memzan, Mabez, but above Mabez. Three lines up from the bottom. Four lines up from the bottom. Last one in line, continuing on with our Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish battle about whether or not money is Kona Midoresa, or it's just a Darbana Dika thing, and Mashicha is Kona Doresa. That was Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Tanan. Now we're going to ask a Akasha and Reish Lakish Tanan. Aval Amru Misha Paru Midor Mabel, but Chum said that somebody who goes back on a deal after the money's already been paid, then he ends up with the Misha Para. Those who get cursed, they should also get cursed. Who also the Parim Misha Eno Omi Dibur, he's gonna get the smackdown from somebody who doesn't follow his word. Yeah, Bishlam Moskona, if you want to say money is Kona, when the person who gives the money and therefore Midorai says Kona, Bishamachi Kaiba Aval. Then the person will fall to that category of aval, but if they don't do it, then they're going to be over and they're going to fall into the category of mishapara. However, if Ella Iamart Mos Einot Konos, if you want to say like Reish Lakish, that money is not Koni Midoraisa, then Amai Koiba Aval, why should fall in the category of mishapara? Like, well, okay, fine, maybe he didn't do the right thing, but he's going to get cursed. What's going on here? Says Gemara, Mishum Devarim. It's because of his words. You got to keep your word. Be a person of your word. And for not going against your words, that itself is going to be a person going to fall to the category of a val, but they're going to give me shaparva. Tanya Wellington a brisa. Beep. Turn the page. Even though the Chum said that when a person is going to buy a talis, the taking of the talis now enacts that the person actually paid the money, that gold dinar. The ain dinar zov kona talis, but not the flip way, like we saw right in the beginning of the parak. We call makom kach halacha. Nonetheless, this is the halacha. Says Rashi, what does it mean that this is the halacha nonetheless? Meaning, tikluk and Rashi, the very maschil, mikol makom klomer. Af lefi per anus ha'asid alava alachos, or even though the person who retracts, he'll be in the world of a per anus, kach alachos, she'en bezin yichon la'akir b'yodo, bezin can't stop him from doing it. Aval, armu misha par, manchidora mabla, manchidora flaga, manchistom v'amor, mimitzayim b'yam, the one who paid back all these people, who asali par, mimishayin omid b'dibor, he's gonna payback someone who doesn't stand by his word. Vanosein bidavarim, and somebody who buys and sells with words, lo kana, nothing happened. Vachosebo in rochacham nochimenu, and someone who retracts on that, and the chum are not happy with him. Vamarava, anu ein lanu elo in rochacham nochimenu, all we have is that the chumim are not happy with the guy. Right, it's not okay, but this type of person is not going to be over Mishapara. So, obviously, words themselves aren't the issue. So, when you said before, oh no, it's because of words, but we know words that wouldn't happen. And for the Gemara, Devarim ve'igah ba'adayu mo'os kaiba'aval. When there are words, meaning someone commits to do it, along with payment of money, then somebody who backs out of it, then he falls into the Mishapara. Devarim ve'lekha ba'adayu mo'os, but if there's words and there aren't any type of money transaction happening there, lo kaiba'aval, then the concept of aval, of Mishapara, doesn't apply. In any event, we didn't knock off Reish Lakish. Now, as a matter of fact, we're going to try to back up Reish Lakish. Amarava. We have a pasuk and a brisa which backs him up. Kro, masesa masayla Reish Lakish. Kro, dechse, pasuk says, v'chichesh ba'miso, b'pikadon, o, b'sumasyad, o, b'gazel, o, ashok, ashak es amiso. We have a case of a person who owes money in some case, but he denies it even with the Shavua. And the pasuk says that he goes and he falsely denies what he owes to his friend, whether it's a deposit or a loan or a robbery, or he oppressed him by holding back money that he owes him. Now, Tzumas Yad, what does that mean? This loan, Amarav Chista, Kegon Sheyichid Lo Kli Lalva. So this is talking about a case where he set aside a Kli, a utensil for the lender, for his loan. I lend you money, and you set aside something as collateral that if you don't pay it back, I can get it, but you hold it in your possession. Then I come and say, you owe me the money. You deny everything. You deny even leaving something over. At that case, now you got yourself a problem. You got to bring an Ashim Gazelos. Ashak was a case of repress by holding back the money. So you're going to a case that the boss set aside a kli for the worker as a collateral for the money that he held back from him. Rashi says, "V'i lo lo mechayev akfiras schar sachir carbon shvua." You wouldn't have to bring such a carbon. The lo miyached le ba'ape nafshik pikadon v'gezva aveda. You need the pasuk only says only these particular cases. Okay, so now we understand that the pasuk is talking about a case in which a pikadon, a collateral, is set aside for the loan or for the money that's owed. Now let's back off here. Back up, Reish Lakish. V'chi ahadre krok siv. When the pasuk repeats itself, it says a little bit differently. We've psukim come up a drop later that can repeat the idea in reference to when you give the owner, which really belongs to him, plus you have to give him a chumash. So v'chadre krok siv ahoyek yechta v'ashim, and it will be if he sinned and he realizes that he is guilty. Beheshev exilah shagotzo. Then he goes, returns the thing that he stole. Also, oshak shashak, or the money that he held back, or the deposit, the pikadon that he left with him, right, or the thing that was lost that he found. Ve'ilu tsumas yad lo ahadre. But it doesn't repeat the idea of the loan. My time. Why is it that case of the loan is left out by the second one? La mishum de mechsera meshicha. Isn't it because it's lacking any sort of mashicha over there? So we see that mashicha is what causes something to become a real bona fide transaction. Rashi says, "La mishum de mechusam mashicha also kli v'lo kana malva." Therefore, the malva was never kona in the first place, which is a raya for Reish Lakish. Amar Leir of Papa Lareva says, "Whoa, slow down, not so fast." Ema me oshik hu dahadar kra. Say that it's learned out from holding back the money, which the pasuk did go ahead and say. So we're learning one out from the other. Says Rashi that me oshik dahadar kra. It's also lacking a meshicha. They have to go back on it because they learn it from oshek. So the idea of the money that he owes, there's no meshicha done over there. Yet it still says it. Says Rav Hachamayiskinan, what are we talking about over here? This case of the collateral when the money isn't paid. It's talking about where the worker took the collateral, but he gave it back to him. He put it back. So actually, there was a meshicha that happened over there, and therefore we can't learn out from it. That's the case of pikadon. No, it's going to trade gavni pikadon. There's two different types of pikadon: a regular one, and one that was left for collateral for money that is owed. If that's the case, then let the pasuk also repeat the case of a loan. And make the case of one that the lender took the pikadon from him and then put it back right afterwards, put it right back with him. And for the Gemara, if the pasuk had repeated the case, there wouldn't be a kasha and there wouldn't be a support for what would be a Kenyan Daraisa. Hasha Deladre Kroy Mesaile. Now that the Pasuk doesn't repeat the case, therefore it backs up Reish Lakish. Therefore, when dealing with the case of the money that someone is owed money, that's talking about where he gave the collateral and he took and gave it back. But the case of the loan must be talking about something different, the fact that it's not repeated over there, and that's only something that was set up but wasn't yet taken. And if it doesn't have to be returned because Mashiach was never done to it, then we have Reish Lakish over there, that Mashiach is the Doreis of the Gekinyan and not Kashmani. And the pasuk, does it really not repeat the case of the loan when it's talking about returning? How do we know that the halacha of returning the stuff is a pasuk? The second pasuk brings out applies to everything that's mentioned in the earlier pasuk, even if it's not mentioned in the second one. Because the pasuk says, "Ol mikol asher yishava alav lasheker." Pasuk says at the end of the second one, or anything about which he swears falsely, which kind of includes everything. If I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rabba Baravu, I'm Rav. L'rabba sumasad lishavon. It's including the case of a loan in the same laws over there. In which case, we don't have a raya for Reish Lakish anymore. Says Gemara, behedya mi'alo adrika. No, but it doesn't say it explicitly, which goes back to saying that this is a good raya for Reish Lakish. So we said we could back him up. Reish Lakish from a pasuk and from a Mishnah, Masnisa Menalan, or Braisa. Where is it that we have a Braisa? The Tanya Tana Braisa. Nasna lebalan ma'al. If one gave the money that's hektish, Rashi says, Nasna laputa shel hektish b'shogi. This is by accident. Lebalan, Rashi says, b'schar she yirchatsenu b'besim rechats. He gives it to the bathhouse attendant in order to wash him. In such a case, Ma'al, Rashi says, va'afal pishadayin l'rochats, even though he didn't do rechitsa yet. So let's read inside. Nasna lebalan ma'al. Right now, like Rashi says, even though he didn't yet go into the bath, you go to the bathhouse. V'amar Rav said, that Davka Balan who de lo mechser mishicha is going to be chayiv only, specifically in the case of this bathhouse guy, the guy who's running the bathhouse. There's no mishicha that's lacking over here in order to hold off in the kinyan from actually working. Rashi says, Davka Balan Katani de Maal, Hanosin Mishum de Schiris Gemurahi, Benesina Zaprut, Vein Yachalachsebo, Shein Kan Ma Limshoch. There's no Mashiach done over there. It's just like a Schiris. Aval, Im Nasnal Davar, Sheish Ba Ma Limshoch, Imenu. But if it's given it something that there is to go and do Mashiach on, Lomal Ad the Mashiach, it wouldn't be over meal until he took it. Like the Gemara says now, Vamidi, Achriti, Mechsamish Mashiach, Lomal Ad the Mashiach. It's not over meal until he actually does Mashiach. Frankly, we're of Tanya, we're going to the Baisa. Nasta Lasaper Maal, if one gave the money that's, you know, set aside to Hektish money to a barber, then in such a case, the person is going to be immediately over on Me'ila. Visaper Ha Boy Lemishach Disparus. And by the barber, he has to do Mashiach on the scissors in order to for the kinyan to actually happen. Rashi says, "Hi socher tisporus the chol midi de isbe malim shoch lo kani ad mashach." Whether it's something you can grab, it's not caught until he actually grabs it. So yeah, that's the case. So Gemara, no, hachamai skin and besaper nacher. We're talking about a goyisha barber. And in such a case, Rashi says, "Lo shayach be din mashicha de miyad amisecha." It says miyad amisecha. And it says, the Gemara says, the law of Bar Mashiach is not called a Bar Mashiach. Tanya Miyachi, we also have a Braisa, which backs us up. Nasa L'Sapa L'Sapan, Olechol Bale Umnis. If you gave the money, this money of Hektish, to the barber or to the one who runs the boat, the guy who's the, how do you say it, the captain, right? Or to anyone who does any sort of craft, any Bale Umnis, in order to pay something, lo ma'al the mashach is no meal until it does mishicha. Kasha and adadi. Hold on a second. This is a kasha. One bris on the X. The first bris says that one is chayev immediately when he pays the barber, and the second one says he's not chayev until he actually does mishicha. And the lav shma mina kam besaper nachri kam besaper yisrael shma mina. So you have a bris of Rish Lakish that backs him up that it's got to be done mishicha. V'chein amar Rav Nachman. Now we're going to see actually someone's backing up. Kirev Yochanan says Rashi. Tvar Torah is gone. It's really money works. Ubedaka, Ubatka Levi b'masnise v'ashkach and Levi, he, as Rashi says, he gia v'osifa b'tosefta v'shishita v'shanava. He added this into his teachings. And nasta l'siton mal. Somebody gave this money to a siton. What is a seton? Rashi says, a chenvini gadol, a mocher pirus harbe lechenvanim. This is the guy who's like the wholesaler. Right? So if he gave this money to a wholesaler, then one is going to be chayiv right away, immediately. Beep, turn the page. Memchas and base. Ella kasha le Rish Lakish. This brisa then is a kasha and Rish Lakish because it's showing that giving over the money is already kona midoraisa. Says Rashi, "Hach mesisin to Levi, the Rish Lakish the kasha." But the Gemara, when the Chav Rish Lakish will say back, "Hamani Rabbi Shimon, he who's it going like?" It's the order of Shimon who says that giving money is a kinyan midoraisa. Rashi says, "Da amr mesisin lokech v'lo matzi hader be the kasaver moskana." So you can give the money, you can no longer back out. He holds that money is kona. He goes like the Tanakama, though, who argues on that. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, we get back into the idea of Misha Para. Somebody who agrees to dinner goes back in it, bad news. Right, someone who backs out on a deal over here, after you already paid for it, but he didn't yet take it. So you give me the money for something, God forbid, let's not say me. Somebody gives money to someone else or something, and that person then says, you know what, I don't want to sell it in the end, Misha Para. Avalamu Misha Para. Itmar. Abayi says, Oduye Modinan Lei, that Rav Amar, Milat Litinan Lei. So Abaye says that we let this guy know. You should know that if you back out, then you're going to have a Misha Para. But we don't go and give it to him. We don't hit him up. We're just informing him. Rashi says, Dash im taksar sofcha lipar mimcha. Know that if you back out, there's going to be retribution. Rav Amar, no, we straight up curse the guy. That Milat Litinan Lei. Says who the one who did this is going to do it to you also. Abaye Amar Odu Medina Levi, just let them know. The service of pasuk says, "V'nasi ba'amcha lo sar, a leader among your people, you shall not curse." In other words, a person should be involved with cursing people. Rava Amar Milat Latinally, we actually curse a guy, Dechsev, Be'amcha. That's only a problem with going ahead of a Nasi Be'amcha Lo Sahar, someone who's part of your nation. What does that mean, he's part of the nation? That's Be'osa Me'samcha, someone who behaves like your nation. Rashi says that Be'amcha Darshinan Hachi, Ve'hai, and this, Ve'hai, Lav Osa Me'samcha, Dechsev, She'eris Yisrael, Lo Yasu Avla, Ve'lo Yidberu Kazav. The people of Israel, they don't behave in such a way. They don't say things which aren't true. So therefore, it's mutter to curse this person who goes backs out of it because he's out of the game. Amar Rava, Rava says, Where do I know that we actually go and we curse the person? L'sof ikar milcha. Where am I? I skipped. Mina minaloch. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, yavu le'zuze milcha. From the case of Chiya bar Yosef, who gave money for salt. But they didn't take the salt. Sorry, there were people that gave money for salt, but didn't take the salt. The salt, Yikar Milcha. Later, the salt went up in value, and he wanted to go back on the deal. She says, V'ratzalach, so he wanted to back out. Also, given Rav Yochanan, Amalei, Rav Yochanan said, Zil Havlu, go and give them the salt. V'lo kibal lechel mishapar, and if not, then you'll be mekabel on you, the mishapara. V'yomar todia modinan lein, if you want to say that we're just informing the person that this is what's going to happen, when I should have cursed, then Chiya bar Yosef bar Oduyehu, Chiya bar Yosef, a person who needed to be informed, he knows what's going on over here. He's a great scholar. Rosh is a bit to me. Chiya yitzarech ladio, shunifra min a shakranim vehalo tamen chachamaya. So it must be that he has to be told over that he's going to happen. It's a straight up curse. So they're going to Elamai. Not a riot, because what's the other case? We curse him straight up, but then we have a problem. Rav Chiya bar Yosef asa lekabule alei letusa drabanim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef come to a situation where he's going to be chayev to receive a curse of the chachamim. He wouldn't do such a thing. So man of shach, the story doesn't really help us. Ela Rav Chiya bar Yosef erivon hu diayuv lei. It was given as the erivon, as a down payment that was given to him. Rashi says miksasim, some of the money nasan lo al pisak maruba. Right, part of it. He thought that it acquires only to what the value is. Rashi says, because of Kona Kinyan Gamor. That is that only the part that they didn't yet take he was reneging on is going back on the whole thing. Nope, the guy is acquiring the entire thing and therefore go ahead and give it to him. Now, itmar eravon. This idea about a down payment, Rav Amar, kenegdo hukone, he only gets opposite that which he actually took. Rav Yochanan Amar kenegd kula hukone, says no, it's the entire thing. So we see that itself as a machlokas. May sevei, now the Gemara says kasha and Rav, who says that kenegdo hukone, that only part of it, whatever he's given, he gets. Hanosin over the chaver, someone who gives a erovon to his friend. Rashi says that lo Dami lahida leal dzein aprias mixas mos shekorn Irish ella iravon umashkon liknos is a chozerbo. Okay, this is a different case basically. So he gives over Amalon. He says to him, "Im ani chozer bi. If I am backing out, iravon machalach. My iravon that was something by you is a security you get. Follow Amalon. The one says back to him, "Im ani echzer bi. If I back out, then echva lechal ervoncha, I'm going to double up. It's double or nothing. Like I'm going to double up that which you gave, this security you gave for me, deposit. Niskaimu, tanoim, this tonight is miskaim div Rabbi Yossi, as I gezuk to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi the tamei. By the way, Rabbi Yossi goes according to his own reasoning. Da amar, asmachta kanya. And asmachta is kone. Rashi's haftochas guzma sha'adam avtiach is chavir. Someone's promising to his friend, lismachalov, you can rely on him. Shimlo yikaim tanoi yitim kach lekach. That if not, I'm going to give you such and such a thing that actually goes and works. He's like exaggerating over here. It still works. So Yehuda Omer, Dayush Yikna Kineged Eravo. It's enough for the buyer that he acquires a part equal to that which he is left over. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Vamorim. What are we talking about? Bezmancha Omerlo. The segment when the buyer says to the seller, Eravon Yikon, my Eravon Mervoni Yikon, my security will acquire. He says it's going to acquire the entire thing. even at such a matzav, he only gets a part that is equal to that which he left over. It's true that that land can be through even a small part, but that's only where the money is given as partial payment of the entire thing. But in our case, if it's given as security, it can affect only more than, it can only affect up to how much it's worth. That's it sold with 1,000, and the buyer paid him 500 zuz out of 1,000, even without saying that it's a down payment. Kani acquires the entire thing. He has to give him the rest of it, even after many years. So now, here's the kasha and Rav. My love, who adin lemetaltin, is that you also lemetaltin? The bistama kani lulakulo, that if he gives without saying it, then he's acquiring the entire thing of it. And Rav says that that the curse applies only if one reneges on the amount of corresponding to the value of the payment. Says Gemara, lo, it's not a raya. Metaltalim bistama lo kani. Metaltalim bistama, it is not kona. What's the difference between when it comes to the partial payment of land and that of metaltalim? Karka de bikaspa kani le mamish. Land you can actually acquire with money straight up. Therefore, kona le lakuli acquires all of it. Metaltalim lo kani el kabuli mishapara. When it comes to metaltalim movable stuff, one can't acquire it except in reference to be able to get the mishapara. Lo kani le kule, he doesn't acquire the entire thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, I wish you all a great, great day.